one of the very significant areas of halacha, which is discussed on page number one, this is part six of Hilchos Brachos, there's an entire siman, a very short one, but a very important siman, devoted to Kavanas HaBrachos. The Mechaber writes in Siman Hay, in the Rorchaim, Yechavein bebrichoso perish amilos. Yishayaskir Hashem, Yechavein perish kriyoso ba'adnus shiru Adon HaKol. We spoke about the Shemus of Hashem in the second shir. But here, we're pointing out the first four words of the Mechaber. Yechavein bebrichoso perish amilos. The only other time we have something of a similar nature is a famous, it's a famous Abchaim, still in the Rambam. But the Gemara says that you have to know the translation of every word of the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. So that is something which is ma'akev. The rest of Shemona Esrei, Abchaim writes, so what you require is that you're standing in the presence of the Shechina. You have to have that, that sense of being in front of the Shechina. The only other time you see such a din is in bracha, that you have to have kavona perish amilos. Now, on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Levin Sol Shlita, in his Beitzel Yikore, has a comment, he quotes from him, Magoyim Hashem Zal Roiva, Balich Hashem Atfilo, Muva She'ef Shal Hasan, Bechidas Hayom, Alkol Hayom, Shebechol Pam, She'yaski V'Shem Hashem, Kavanos Ha'kvi Adin, Kevin She'kavon Azu Lesa B'Gemara, became Koshe L'chavim Bechol Pam, V'gam Ki Nechukul Ma'i Ha'kavon Ha'nidreshet B'Shem Hashem, this we spoke about. So, the point is that you can actually have kavanah at the very outset. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the reason why we say Adon Olam at the beginning of davening, because there you define the shemus of Hashem and Adon Olam. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and he said a whole shiur on this topic, the first parak, the first one to call Hashem by the term Adon. Adon means Hashem is the proprietor of the universe. He, in effect, is the balabait of the universe, juridically, judicially, he owns the universe. That's the idea of Adon. And then we have other shemos in the Adon Olam, namely the fact that Hashem is Hoya, Hoga, V'Yiyah, he transcends Zman, he's beyond time. And essentially, so that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is suggesting, that in effect, that initially, you make it tonight, that you're going to have the Kavanah, which is supposed to be embedded in all these shemos at the very outset. That's what the rough thought is inherent in Adon Olam. Okay, so then the Mechaber continues to talk about the Shemus of Hashem, which is not our issue. We spoke about that already. But a bracha is not simply a recital, but a declaration of emuna. That's what the Mechaber here is stating. Recognizing that Hashem is the source of all that's pleasurable in the universe, and the test for complete dependence on Hashem is the idea of a bracha. The Gemara has in the sixth pack of brachas, a well-known Gemara, a spirit into Psukim, Lashem, Aretz Ulo, Atelu, Yoshiva. On the other hand, Ashurayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Aretz Asal, and the other says the Gemara, Kan Konim Abracha, Kan Racha Abracha. The Ushami over there, Kesim Babachim, prepares a bracha to Pidin Egdish. Before a person is called the Egdish, you have to give a fifth, you have to recognize you're now about to redeem Egdish. So a bracha is essentially in sync, or more or less coterminous with the idea of Pidyon Hegdish. That's what the bracha is all about. You're being poked to Hegdish. You have no right to be Nedim Hegdish. If you're Nedim Hegdish without permission, without any shur, that's called an act of Me'ilo, Memayin Yudamahay. It's the parsha at the end of Parsha Vayikra, all the Me'ilos that we say also in the morning in the Kabbalos. So here, a person by making a bracha is affirming Hashem's Malchus. Failure to do so is a disregard of Hashem's mastery of the universe. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah here says, something very outset of Sivkot Nalef, this halacha, Perish Hamilos, Moshom Chazal, Yibarim Brochot Mem Zayin, Shelo Yizvo Kavocha Mipiv. A person should not simply throw the bracha out of his mouth. Eli Yechavim Yisra Amira. You have to have kavanah when you make a bracha. Yibarit Benachas. The bracha should be said slowly. When a person is washing his hands, or shemibarach al haperos, a bracha on fruit, or al mitzvah, sebechas al mitzvah, hashkuros b'fikol adam. That's the issue. The issue is, since it's so regular, something that we're so acclimated to, So we may not have the proper kavana. Says the Shabu, Yechavin libo v'shem boro, Asher hifli chazdo imo, Hashem is baruch in his largest, in his literally bountiful way, has given us peros, olecha ve'amos man, v'tzivo ala mitzvahs v'lo yaseh adam, ke'adam osher davar b'mino, but the Chazal called mitzvahs anoshi v'lumada. Do it simply by instinct, by rote. V'motzi dvarim b'pib v'lo hegyon alei.
Means it was just paying lip service to Hashem without actually having kavana for the actual bracha.
This is a fantastic statement on the part of the Sefer Chassidim. My father, Rasholem, who's outside last week, my father said every bracha slowly and with tremendous kavana. Tremendous kavanah. I mentioned Berachas Avazim took him 15 minutes. He and my mother, Aleha Shalom, she used to, together, they would sing Berachas Avazim. As I said, they always seem to eat bread. I'm always on a diet. They always seem to eat bread, and they always bench. The benching was with Zemer, and 15 minutes of Berachas Avazim. Each word was enunciated very carefully. Many years ago, I was at a levaya for a rabbi. Rabbi Rabinovich, he was a rabbi in the Bronx. And one of the things they said there, which impacted me amazingly, every time he said a bracha, he put on his longer rekel and his hat. Every single time he said a bracha. Could you imagine not doing that? We wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't go to work. And that was, again, based on this Avila Chosid. They cited this, it's going back 50 years of my life. Maybe more than that. I remember that Hespid, that part of the Hespid I remember. So, the problem is, and the Chayodim on the next page, and page number two, also is aware and cognizant of the same issue. So he's commenting also in Palhe. Chayodim is a statement that I grew up on. I was never aware of the Mishabura, never heard of the Mishabura. As I grew up in the Kisra Shul Nahum and the Chayodim, that's what I learned from my father. That's what I learned in day school, in parochial school. I learned the entire Chayodim and the entire Kisra Shul Nahum. Before any translations, no art scroll, no English. Just straightforward. So here, the Chayyim also, he's concerned about the problem, which is a fairly obvious one. The Shemur alludes to it. The frequency that we recite brachos is a double-edged sword. Mitzad Echad, we have countless opportunities to declare our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our daily life. That's Sad Echad. The regularity, the rhythmic, the pattern of it, the fact that we do it on an ongoing basis, Mitzad Sheni, the bracha becomes trite and cliched and commonplace. And mitzvah noshim l'mada, routinized and regimented, devoid of any spiritual content. That is the double-edged sword, the cherpi fios that we have. So the halacha here shows the concern of Chazal that a bracha should reflect a deep spiritual commitment to Hashem, integral to Hilchos brachas. And the issue that we're talking about right now, we're going to speak about a few issues relating to this, but the issue now is the issue of kavana, namely, to pay attention to the meaning of words, and with gratitude to Hashem, providing the occasion for the bracha. And look at the Chayyadah now. He also, more or less, echoes the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Also, this is what bracha v'pib, bracha v'hirus. The Chayyadah preceded the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is based on this Chayyadah. Chayyadah was a chutna, the really good. So he writes what the Mishnah Berurah also indicated. V'zeh l'shon sefer chassidim, he quotes that as well. I'm skipping that entire section. And he goes on to explain about the eighth line in it. They're only going through the motions. They're not doing it with the proper kavana. Tefillah is an incredible avodah. Requires enormous amount of work and self-discipline. They wash their hands. It's all rhythmic. It's all routinized. It's all regimented. What an accusation. What an indictment. They don't really have kavana. They just say the words. And one of the occasions I met Agdoni Shomzam and I asked him in Erev Rosh Hashanah, what should I be makabel? So he told me, be makabel of daven the first bracha shmanes levin kavana perushamilu. Kach shemati. So I said to him,
That's a milsa de pshita. That's alabez. That's makiv in tefila. I quoted over to him Rab Chaim, Kehilu. He didn't know Rab Chaim. Kehilu was not aware of the steer of the Ramban. And he chuckled, Kedaka Bakadish. He was always in a very smiling kind of mood. And he told me, Alavai, we should be zaycha to be mechavin in the first bracha shvat esa. He said, I've been working on it my entire life, having kavan the first bracha shvat esa. So he quotes the psuk, give them the last three lines at the bottom. Lefika chazir chacham al-dav v'yam, he quotes the Gemara in the Dara, Masei Dvaram v'shem Kolam, is a famous Gemara. The entire Sefer of the Nefesh HaChaim is based on this Gemara. Anyone who understands the issue of Lishma, there are many definitions of Lishma. People here on Shabbos learn with Rav Jacobson Shlita, learn the Nefesh HaChaim. Everyone should come to that shir. Everyone should come to learn Nefesh HaChaim. And this is one of the issues where Lishma is a massive issue. Harav Norman Lamb, Zechitzag de Bracha, President Shira Ressi, wrote a whole book called Torah Lishma. Fantastic book. It's all based on Nefesh HaChaim. The entire English book is based on Nefesh HaChaim. And the issue of how do you define Lishma, I'm not going to that now. That needs about 100 hours. So it says, Maisa Becha Shemei Sachat Yubei Torish Nigla V'chalom Becha Mikveva. Person passed away. And after 12 months, he came to a dream to one of his chaverim, Robin. It's only 12 months. Okay, it's not the same enormity as the first 12 months, but the enormity is still there. So this is a rather incredible statement. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Valatanya in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I have two Chabad Hasidim in my shir, in Yeshiva, in the second year. So they don't pass in like Shulchan Aruch Harav. They pass in like the same people, Shah HaPelo. That's how the Chabad operates. So I've been involved with Shah HaPelo for the last several decades of my life, except the copy I have, I can't read. The print is so small, it's part of another Sefer. There's a new one, so they bought it for me, Baruch Hashem, a few weeks ago. And now I've gone to half the Sefer. Fantastic Sefer. The only problem is you have to be literally mumche in Kabbalah, otherwise you don't have a chance. You don't even have a Habamina. But there are massive chidushim in that Sefer of the Shah HaKadol that could not be aware of. So I suggest that you all do that as well. Maybe take a few years of your life to learn the Shah HaKadol. Fantastic Sefer. Absolutely beyond belief. So here in the Baal HaTanya itself, this is the new edition of the Baal HaTanya. If you don't mind, I also have the old edition, but recently it was acquired for me. So here he discusses again the same issue. Here he's talking about someone who doesn't have kavana. The person has to pay attention to the subject of the bracha with improper concentration. You might recite the wrong bracha over food. And of course, that can be corrected as long as you correct the Tokin de Dibur, Shamalach HaRebi, Shamalach HaRebi Yomari, within that period of time, can be correct. But obviously, L'chatchila, one should obviously have kavana. And one should make sure that you have full kavana. And of course, if the bracha was corrected after Tom Nidibur, the bracha has to be repeated. So we're going to misread a bit of this. Bichas Amazon, the Meres Vecholoshan, Shalem Abrachtes Hashem, the Gomer, Choloshan Shatta Mavarech, Kilov, the Yitvah Kosov, El Shadrach, Hashem Opel, the Choloshan Shatta Makir. That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Saita, beginning of El Nemorin. I heard the next Mesechta, the Dafayim, after Nazir. I can't keep track. It's too quick for me. Anyway, so, but that's a Mishnah, famous Mishnah in the Barm. I once said sure with that parak, married to the parak. So, Bichas HaMozen also can be said B'chol Oshin. And Avoneinu Makri Al-Oshin, and Yotzei. Afil B'Oshin HaKodesh, Shein HaNikoribo, Rechtes Hashem Lokeha, Kevin Shein HaMeivin, Tevis HaBavish, and Mosvipi. You have to understand what you're saying. That's very significant and very critical. The Abishu Adel, Aminu Barech. The Kabbalah Sol Barech Hashem, and Tevis HaSol, you know whom you're speaking with. You're speaking to Hashem's Barach. And you have kavana. Kolshkin levav upon the rama cherim. Oh, you raise mia. Let's say your attention is diverted. B'shas amir sabochas. Al b'shemem l'shana kodesh. L'chein anoshim yam yarashin mevi l'shana kodesh. Chayam levav b'chasavaz m'loshim shemivinim. They should use any language that they understand. L'chein yam yotzim b'shmia b'zimun levav l'atzav l'loshim shemivinim. And then he quotes an opinion. This is his opinion, which is very, very famous. Shemloshana kodesh yotzim even though not beivin. This is Mishabruah. So Mishabura says, you can always use Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. But any other language, then you're going to be confronted with an issue. If you don't understand that language well, then you're not Yotze. Shenken B'Shal L'Shon, so here he again makes that suggestion, and then he writes in Beis, because of B'Chas HaVozel, B'Shal B'Chas 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 B' I'm not discussing this distinction he makes here now. It's a whole lumbish of business. So when do you have to have kavana? But soon you got kavana in tefillah, in kriyas shema, the kavana is ma'akeh, let's say in tefillah, the first bracha, as we just mentioned. But again, in other brachas, chus v'eras ambozim, the kavana is not ma'akeh. So he goes on here. I'm not going through this particular piece because he has a number of very fascinating lumbisha distinctions between different types of tefillah regarding this issue of kavana. So now we're looking for asos, how to go about and saying a bracha with kavana. What you want to do. So I read the Mishnah and Tuf Reish Ben Gimel on page number 7. Mishnah Berurah famous, Mishnah Berurah, they're all famous. But this is Hilchos Sukkah. I am to learn this year, the Hilchos Sukkah. And so we also learned all the Hilchos Sukkah in Jolot as well. And that's what I tested the gentleman in my Shir on, the entire Hilchos Sukkah and the entire Masechta. And the Gemara Rashi. I didn't ask something else. Tesis, although I singled out Tesis in the command on every daf, at least one Tesis they should know, should be familiar with. Then they chazen it, some of them even about 25, 30 times, chazen Masechta. Know it quite well. I'm willing to bring them here for a demonstration. These are young men from very modern backgrounds through the second year in yeshiva, but it shows what a person is capable of doing when you subject them to a Rebbe who likes to terrorize them. Anyway, so on page number 7, you have here the Mishnah Berurah. This is a very famous Rambam in the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Rambam has, I think I discussed this also here a few times. Rambam has a very striking shita. Rambam interprets the bracha Asher Kedushon and says it's the bracha Leishe Basuka, not the way the whole world interprets it. How do we interpret Leishe Basuka? Basuka's Teishu Shivasyom and Teishu Game Tadru, the Gemara says. That means to live in the Sukkah. Says Rambam, no, that's not what it means. Teishu, to sit physically in the Sukkah. The Rosh and the fourth parak of Sukkah and the rest of the world, wow. Itnahu al Rambam b'tzurah pashut she'ir shalatayim. They jumped on this Rambam and they had a field day with it. But the Rambam is a shitoso. I've also mentioned this already before. Rambam is tefillah, and this is what Sfaradim do. With the exception of the Shirat Tzibur, what does Sfaradim do? What is their physical posture? As one Sfaradim told me, we're not like you Ashkenazim, but you are essentially, what is that? The seesaw. Yeah, yeah. So you're going up, you're going down, you're bobbing up and down. They're called seesaw. That game, I remember I used to play with my two brothers. I was on the bottom, they left them on top over there, and they remained there for an extended period of time. Anyway, the Rambam Shita is Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha, Sha Yeshiva Shom Iskei HaMitzvahi, Sheneva, Ashrei Yoshev Yisach, Sfaradim sit the entire time. Sit during Kaddish, exception of Shulat Zvei, there be yeshiva kol hazman. Why? Because that Rambam. So the Rambam interpreted the Ashrei Yoshev, which everyone says means, happy are those who dwell in your house. And the Rambam interpreted, happy are those who physically sit in your house. Yeshiva, Yisgah Mitzvei. As long as you said the whole shir, it's published actually, the chiddush between the Beis Hamikdash, Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, the proper tone that one should have is the tone of the Kavod. The Sagnidish is one of Mera, Midoshi Tiro. Shapsay said Tishmer, Midoshi Tiro, Adi Hashem. And the passage in Kisava, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Bikurim, which are two mitzvahs. One is Havas Bikurim, the second is Kriyas HaParsha, Rabbi Abu Abi, which is the Parsha that the Mishnah writes in Abi Psochim, where we dash in Bedoshim, Rabbi Abu Abi, Achim, Kalabasha, Kula, Balel, I say there. That's the exegesis of the Bechilta and all the beautiful drushes. So the point of the Rambam here. And it was looking that at nighttime, the Rambam makes Kiddush Meruba. That's what Rambam wants to show, and that's the mitzvah of Yeshiva. So in the context of that, Rambam comes in Mishnah Berurah and says, you should make the Shekhinah before you sit, that the Shekhinah should also be Ba'amida, Mishnah Berurah says. However, that the problem is that there has to be a smichus in Asiyas HaMitzvah in the Bracha. Once you make Leishah Masukah, so then there'll be a Hefsek if you go ahead and now Shekhinah and still Ba'amida. And then discusses the fact that Balabatim can say Kiddush, the Vasaras, and then I circle. Meroy Lomar, I don't know if you have the circle, did I circle anything yet? Meroy Lomar, brought the Sukkah, Bekol, b'mishicha b'nigon tishah b'achot kiddush. The only time you time Mishnah Berurah, he says such a thing. Isn't that amazing? Dafka says it over here in Hilchos Sukkah, and not Hilchos Brachos. Namely, when you say a bracha, you should say it b'kol b'mishicha. I don't want to mention someone here who gets an aliyah and says a bracha b'mishicha. There is a very wonderful, shall I allude to whom he is, a kohen. Amazing. Several people came over to me and said to me, why? Why is he doing this? I said, why are you asking me? You should ask him. But I said, I assume he's based on this Tough Resh Mem Gimbal here in Hilchos Sukkah. That's what I told seven different people. They were not aware of this Mishnah Berurah. Roy wrote my bracha the Sukkah. Then one of them was a dyke, but maybe only the bracha the Sukkah should be said to call the Mishicha Benigan. No, who I did the whole Shah Brachos? So the president of this shul learned this Mr. Brewer probably 100 times. And he told me that, yes, the sukkah should be said, b'kol, b'mishicha, b'nigon, but who I did b'kol shah brachas, b'kol, don't say b'mishicha. That's what it is. Famous deal. We've had this discussion for the last 2.5 years since I appeared in the shul with two or three of your compatriots over here. Anyway, very fascinating people. Once they got up to this Mr. Brewer, they were, wow, locked into it. Fixated on it, but you see how Mishnah Berurah tells you that a bracha should be said with kol. Now, the problem, of course, I have is sometimes people say brachas with kol and you can't concentrate with all the other people in the shul. I'm not able to focus because this one is saying brachas with kol and b'mishicha and b'nigun. So I don't think that's an appropriate thing to do. I think you have to be careful. But clearly, Mishnah Berurah is telling you an eitzah tova, and this is an eitzah in general in davening. However, I still feel one should not daven so loud, even though the Gemara says that the person who davens with kol arayz mitani amuna. But Pasha is only referring to Shmanesa, it's not referring to the rest of. So I know people who davens with the Zimba because of Kodos. Rav Soloveitchik said over that when someone had difficulty having kavan and davening, so Rav Chaim, his grandfather, would tell them to go to a certain group of chassidim. Do you know which chassidim they are?
Stalin
of chassidim, they daven with kol Kodos. So I daven with Stalin of chassidim. In Israel, there was a Stalin of Chassid, a very Choshev Adam Gadol, Tzadik Yisrael Elam. So he was a Kalina, a Stalin, Stalin Kalin. He had his own shul, actually. Rabbi Yossel Tzember, Tzadik the Racha, you probably know him. Anyway, he was mind-boggling. My brother was a Ben Bais fan. So he, this Rabbi Yossel Tzember, he took me once to Stalin Gadol. Wow. I came out of there, I think I had any hearing left. Choshev. That's what they said. If you pay attention there once, all your problems are solved. So the joke was, Liv Chevel, but he put here anymore. So, Mamish Bekele Kailas, the way they done it. Incredible. So that's an Eitzah, but you shouldn't interfere with other people, the Pashtas. That would be a Chashem Mishpat issue. I always told people, sometimes when I daven, that the Mishnah says in the Kama, Atzurim Ozal Shechaber Potor, Abalosa. Father always means Father Abalosa, Il Shabbos. He started up with me, who says it means that above a comma. Okay, anyway, whatever the case is, certainly one should be cognizant. This is an Eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah gives. Now, there's another few more Eitzahs that perhaps will attempt to try to, on page number 8. We also have another, again, also the Shemalok writes like this. The Mishnah Berurah is one who really spells it out, Kedarko, and Sipkot, and Gezayin. Let's first read the Halacha. The Halacha is Kolela Abrachas. In general, that's important. You have to say the bracha. We can actually hear the words of the bracha. You have to enunciate it. We saw the Mishnah Saita above the Gaon. And then in David, the Mechaber gets another very important halach. You have to hold on with your right hand. Shubu Baruch. So here, the Mishnah Berurah has a famous comment in Yuzayim. Mishnah Berurah writes, first of all, you should grasp the object in your right hand. Now, if the person is left-handed, then the object should be grasped in his left hand, which to him is of great importance. and that is sufficient, actually, b'shas ha-bracha. And then, certainly, I saw in the same called Brichas HaBayis, he writes, you actually look at the pri, and now the pri is more appetizing to you. And of course, this way you're going to be able to, the bracha will be made with Ben Kavona. And anyway, but all these things are lechatchila, namely the Kol, the Nigun, the Mishicha, The achizas achefet v'shasak rocha. But yeah, of course, the rocha is tach. Look at the mishabur and yizayim. Lo left hand corner. Tzorach lechol stam achizok kdei she'chaven dibo ha'mashon rorech. But in holding on to something, you have greater kavana. But we have to chatchila. But yeah, the berach alav she'emun ha'chavana. Let's say the apples in front of you on the table. So achim lo'ach zotal yosef. That's how we pass it. Mimino atam l'shem tshibas. And it seems a famous tshuva, Meshev Dover. He discusses the distinction between the right and the left. The right is minasach eset. Left is minasadin. Okay, that's a separate discussion. Rebita yada zinu basa yomen small the devil of basa alma, as I just mentioned. The left is going to make the bracha holding on to the item in his left hand. Someone's ambidextrous. So what do they do? So this is an old shiloh with the get to fill it. And the arak siva generally is over there. Machbia probably here as well. Kei mashma tlisho b'kiregi v'kei mashma g'ad avron. It tells you something which is very, very fascinating. That's why you want to take a knife and sort of, I want to say, insert it in the pri, as opposed to someone told me, he translated this, stabbing the pri. I don't think you can stab a pri, but okay, you insert the knife in the pri. Also very fascinating halacha, and Mr. Rua is quotes this from the Sefer Chassidim, and Rav Levinsohn Shlita on the bottom said Dafke Sefer Kodesh. I have observed Rav Levinsohn over the years, like about 26, 27 years, and I've also had people give him svarim in order to see whether not that I'm cheshed him. By the way, only with his right hand is in the Kabbalah of the Sefer. I've seen that tens of times. I test people, as I test the Talmidim, so you should remember how an Adam Gadol, he knows the Mishnah Berurah, Baal Peh, Mila B'Mila, I'm not exaggerating. There's a famous comment, Sefer Chassidim. So here we have a number of Eitzos that I think are very significant. So therefore, there's another issue I wanted to mention also, which is in the Magad Avraham. Magad Avraham, the next page, page number 10, upper left-hand corner, the Mishnah Berurah. I've seen people do this, people who are waiters at very, how should I call them, sleek, ritzy affairs full of glitter. They are wearing gloves. And I've even seen them eating with gloves, making a bracha with gloves. And Rome said this is inappropriate. It's not makovedik to make a bracha when a person is holding on to the pri of the reichel, big fafot. That's what the Mechaber is also famous. Mechaber shei yodav ova alapas b'shas ha-bracha sheish b'metzvos. This I can't describe right now. This is Apia Kabbalah. But whatever the case is, says the Rabbi Avraham, if you have gloves on, they have to be removed. You have to remove gloves when you're eating.
All brachos or just some
others? All brachos.
For cleanliness,
well, I assume that's the reason why the waiters are wearing the gloves. I imagine what other reason. And they're silk gloves. They're very gloves. They're worried probably about coming into contact with anything that people might. When you make a bracha, a person should go ahead and take off the kfafot. And the Magen is one more thing. Shomer Hashem Yagdia Hapas. That's what people do. That's what I do. And then I lift up the two pieces of bread I'm holding onto with all my 10 fingers very carefully. The one that I'm going to use is closer to me, the other is further away. At nighttime, of course, it's the bottom one. In the daytime is the one on top. These are based on spheros. You say the mouth of this already. This is not Nista, this is Mishnah Berurah business. So therefore, you're allowed to nigla. You can go ahead and operate this way. So all these inyanim are the chatchila. And I saw that the kavachayim. I couldn't find my copy, that's why I couldn't Xerox it. But I saw the Kafachayim, so he actually writes that I saw this already years ago, that it's not proper, he claims, Bashas Amir Sabracha, to go and stick a mazleg. I mean, we mentioned here a sakin, but the same mazleg or a kapit into the food item, and somehow thereby making a bracha in such a fashion. But you have to hold the ochel in the proper way without any intermediary kind of item. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying here. And as I said, here you have a number of the basic etzos. And the most important of all the etzos is to say each bracha, the kavana. How many people, I'm talking about myself, I don't always say each bracha v'kavanah. I'm going to get to a few more things in a moment. That you'll see how people, I'm talking about myself, not you, you're all Baruch Hashem tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem, that's good. I'm surrounded by tzaddikim, so at least I can learn from them how to behave. On page 11, there's another
question on the
Hashem.
You say Baruch Atah Hashem, and on that, you're lifting, what about Elokeinu?
I think that says Hashem is the way it's supposed to live, the Yidkei Bavkei. That's where I recall Alpi HaKabbalah, Alpi Nigla, Alpi Nista. One other thing which is amazing, people tell this to me all the time. And when you're making a bracha, you shouldn't do anything else. So with Mechaber and Kuf Sadigal, also Masos Melacha Ba'Eilim Alvarich. It's amazing what people do. I observe people. Generally, the person b'shas bracha, they also say we have no patience to make a bracha because we have no patience, and we're going on to the next thing in a few seconds. So therefore, right away, we begin to do the next thing. Ad kidekach, people are on the telephone and they're making a bracha, they put the end of bracha, so they should be able to get on the telephone. And you already get on the telephone, you're still in the middle of the bracha. This is Mabisha. So the Mishabura writes in hey, so because of the Mishadir, the old bracha is clearly not a proper bracha. Afilu Tashmishkal Asu Lasos. Mishabura says Tashmishkal Asu Lasos. On the bottom of it, never so sleep, the rights of his man, Bracha Achweina, or Bracha Bishreina. If you have to have Kabbana, you have to focus on that which you're doing, and now you're saying a Bracha and focusing on something else, based there. Because of Atah, Sheish Yisrael, and this is another massive issue. Shulalayin, Afilu B'di Beitera, Vishor Shem Bracha Bechas HaMazim. How many people learned Daf Yemi Bechas HaMazim? I've seen it many times, countless times. And if you learn Daf Yomi during davening, you learn Daf Yomi to the Zimra and the Berachos Kriyas Shema. Okay, let's assume they're learning it when they're waiting for the Shem Zimra to finish. Let's be done the Kapsos. It's not true. They learn Berachos, the art scroll, whatever they're using, whatever a particular resource they're using. People learn during davening. Kisidr Shabru is so against it. And here he writes very clearly, Lo la'ayin afilu b'di v'tayu v'shor shem b'ar b'nirsa b'azom. He said, Mori al Hiras of Birchas Abazim, Vakatsan and Bikri Vaz Damin. No, Birchas Abazim doesn't mean anything. Lab Dafki Birchas Abazim, who I think Shaisi Bitzvila, of Esa Bracha Cheres, he said, Nichla Bamama Torasin, and talking me carry. Dani Shalohi, Amitza Satsinu al Tsan and Bikri Vaz Damin, is Baalma. Wow, what a Mishnah Brura. Fantastic Mishnah Brura. So my sole interest when I'm making a bracha should be the bracha. That's my sole interest. I have no other interest whatsoever. And again, let's say Tilay Chasveino. Look at people. Every person, so many people ask me at Shabbos, Rabbi, do I have to say it's Ali Chasveino? Does get shot? No, all of a sudden they're concerned about Yerushalmis, about Hakoshes at Shabbos. Wow, as a Funkai, small for me. You can say it's Ali Chasveino. Many Gdolim still said they come from the Vilna Gaon, and he didn't say it's not clear what exactly his position is. But I saw just recently. We're saying Birchas HaMazon, and someone's busy moving away the crumbs while you're saying Birchas HaMazon. That's again what Mishnah Brura is talking about. That's not appropriate. I mean, don't recite a bracha, or what some people do, the guy is about to make a bracha on a cup of soda, so he's pouring the cup of soda while he's making the bracha. That's obviously inappropriate. Or peeling the orange when I'm making the bracha. I want to eat. This is my simcha b'chol yom. Not none of you do it, but I sometimes am guilty. Guilty as charged. So we have to try our best to somehow be on top of this. And putting on the talus, you hold the talus in your hand while turning the bracha. People don't do that. They're busy spreading the talus. They're donning it. They're doing everything during the silent bracha. The bracha is not said with the proper kavanah. So that's what the Mishnah Brura here is talking about. And this is on page number 11. Now, I saw also, if you continue on this handout, what page are we up to? Page number 12. So here also, the Shabu actually, even before I get to the Shabu, they will say, Tshuva, I wrote it down for myself, but then I can't find the safer where I put it. The Debesin Rav, the Be'er Moshe, he writes the following. Since I mentioned about the Talis. Ra'isi Rabin B'chem Shleimim, Shem Aschilin, they begin the Bracha, name of the Bracha, the Isatif. That when they finish, את הברכה בסעדי בציצס, הטלס כבר על כספיהם, and he said they're basically opening the talus while they're making the bracha. Now this needs attention. I really should do a demonstration of this. How to go about, oh, what a tumult. How to go about, this needs a separate shiur. Maybe Linda, if you remind me, I was looking to see two poskim from Lakewood in a, what is it called? What's the expression when you, a visual demonstration? In English.
Show and tell.
Thank you. You're South African. Show and tell us. So, show and tell. How to put on a talis in the proper kind of way. And exactly. Somebody, you just observe people every morning doing it. So it's quite amazing to see what people do. So this needs a lot of attention. But here he's telling you, the Be'er Moshe, that in terms of how one does it, one should not do it, b'shas ha-bracha. One has to somehow say the bracha, and then somehow do it. This needs attention, how to go about doing this. Okay, I just want to mention two or more things, and if you don't mind. And here also, as you can see, person on page number 12, he discusses that what I underline. Gam bracha mein shalosh, you have to say the yusha, v'vayim malach ba'derach, ba'ochel, ein sov leishu v'vareth, ein daitu b'shemes, or also the v'vareth v'hu leisim v'v'lachto. So again, these are things that, and Mishra Mura points out, Lama Zayin, it applies to all brachos. And then we explained this a moment ago. I just want you one or two more things regarding this matter. Reciting a bracha with food or another object in your mouth. This is on page number 13, last page of this. This is a famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses a different situation. A person forgot to make a bracha and put the food in your mouth. What do you do now? Take it out, make the bracha. Depends on whether it's liquid, whether it's solid, whether it's mo, it's not mo. That's a mechap b'shocha, business offer, tofid, below bracha, imu, dam shino, nimas, imu. So then you should spit it out. You can do it. 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 You should go across the pasuk. And the pasuk says, he speaks about polin. Polin are some sort of legumes. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You see? You can do it. You can do it. You can that your mouth should be only full with the tehillos of Hashem Yitzbarach and not the tehillos of the polin, of the legumes. Or what did someone told me that he had minestrone soup, I'm not even sure what that is. Some sort of barley soup, apparently, and he loves barley soup. And so he quickly put it into his mouth, he just loved barley. And then he realized he didn't make a bracha yet. He had an entire mouth full of barley soup while he was making the bracha. Because of Eshkol, now he told me to take it out would be an asek. You know, the bottom is sticking to your cheeks and what have you. And then she gave me a whole dramatic description. Because of Eshkol, Mehoshim, Shamina, Mahantim, Bracha, Tzorach, Lavarach, Meloi, Pume, Melo, the Gam Game. I mean, this fellow made a bracha. One of those shots of bracha. His mouth was full of minestrone. Anyway, so this is something which is another very statement of halacha. This halacha is discussed at great length by the Magen Avraham, by the Taz. I'll give you another example. People all the time do this. They say brachas while they're chewing candy, while they're sucking candy, chewing gum. Say brachas to say that. What is the heter to do that?
Is the eshkol is not saying it happened in Baruch Hu?
What?
The Eshkol was not saying a heter here to do that. Mubarak, bracha, sorry.
No, he's saying that the son who makes a bracha has to make malei pume. What do you mean malei pume? His mouth should be completely open for the purpose of making a bracha. You malei pizza, I'll say, it's based on that person. Below the gamge, if he's going to have food in his mouth, it's going to be a gamge. Well, obviously, he won't be able to make the bracha in a proper kind of way. This is a very... So, this. I'll tell you another issue, which I'll get to women. I spoke about it once, and I taught women many, many years ago. Usually, women, when they are about to wash, they're dying for eating, they take off their rings. What an asset that needs a few shiurim. But we don't have women here, Baruch Hashem, so right now. So what they do is they put their rings in the bath. This is very well known, documented. There are videos on this and the like. So the result is, while they're making a bracha, have a ring in their mouth. That's, again, a violation of this halacha. Now, they're worried about their ring. Sometimes they're expensive rings. But when they put it down, so people ask me all the time about going to the kaisel, going to the washrooms, and with their all kinds of, can they take their pocketbooks and they have sidurim and they have tehillim and all kinds of, and their bracelets, all kinds of psukim and ayin they have. Do they take them into the washroom? And women, I was bad to women for many years, and this issue is also discussed in our chayim. To say the Shem Hashem, to daven, to study Torah, again, to go into such areas, Yesh, Makom, Alkal, Dramel, Hakel, Kibbutz, all these cases, but certainly a woman's mouth is not appropriate. So a woman has to, then the question is, can I hold it? I'm worried it might fall. But if you hold it, is that going to, like, it almost similar to a person holding something during davening, which is not necessary. I'm not talking about Anshir Shalayim at the Lulav, but they carry them with them. But I'm talking about the person who's holding on to something which is not necessary. Are you allowed to do that in order, because you're worried about it's bad? That shows you you're not concentrating on the bracha. So this is an issue with women, so I advise them for years and years to somehow put the ring down and somehow even not keep your eye on it, because then you're again going to detract from the bracha you're going to make. So how can you make a proper bracha if you're focused on the ring? So then also you have to find a way, maybe the same place, maybe walk away, I don't know, 100 amos from everybody else, I don't know, just whatever. Other eights. Okay, these are basically a lot of halachas, very fundamental, like aleph beis of brachas. Mamish, abba, bo, be, ga, go, again. Something along those lines, that's what we're trying to do. And it's important we try our best. It's not easy. It needs a whole, we have to reorient ourselves and somehow retrain ourselves and recalibrate and find ways where we can say brachas in a proper kind of way. And it's an avodah, she'einam, pshuta b'chlam. Not a simple avodah. It requires almost a reorienting. We have to go for Babylon counseling in this area, and in order to do it in a proper kind of way. But what we should do is do it. Hashem Zalman Rebbe told me, he told me, Titkavein b'bracha rishona shosmanesli. Start with one bracha, which is makeh. That's what he told me. And then he said, that's what he did. That's what he was mekabel upon himself, Rosh Hashanah. That the first bracha of shosmanesli will say each word, b'kavona, and I imagine he probably said every bracha b'kavona. I can't imagine otherwise, but if you watch Gedolei Yisrael, even those that I know, if you ever see a going or a three shots of shlita, bench or daven or say brachos, that's mamish avidasi. I've certainly seen him daven countless times, not tens of times, not umpteen times, hundreds of times. Every single word is enunciated. Literally, you can hear every single word. I never saw him learn during davening. Gedolei Yisrael, never saw a double licious learn during davening. Never, that's your Rebbe. Never. I watched him in the Beis Medrash for a fair number of years. How come he didn't have to take out an oscar? Okay, he didn't call us Shas Paima. He didn't have to take out an oscar. So we don't know Shas Paima. So we had to start learning Daf Yemi in the Chazal Shatz. He was following the Siddur, so to have Solomon Chek. Okay, you could say they all know the Yisrael. They know it all. They don't have to do anything. But I got a lot of work to do. I don't know time. Why must it be Dafka? It's for Esrei, B'Shas HaBrocham. We have to somehow discipline ourselves, and all of us can do it. We work at it, just requires a fair amount of work. Shikach. Tell the whole shul to listen to the shir, because most of them are not aware. Shul, what's the problem?